This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here as we cover a lot of things happening around the Umpqua Valley. And from Umpqua Community College, the president, Dr. Rachel Pockrath, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you seem to have brought in another person with you.
I know. Isn't that exciting? I have a special guest with me today because it's kind of a fun day for us at the college. We are having a joint board meeting with the Roseburg School District Board this evening, and we're hoping that our boards will agree to an agreement that we have been working on for some time to create these amazing medical careers pathways for students in this community. You'll all remember that the college is building a new building to house some new medical programs. And that's not just for us, because all students in Douglas County are our students. And so we have great partners in the Roseburg School District. And I'm going to let my special guest, drum roll please, Jared Corden, Superintendent of Schools of Roseburg School District, tell you what that's going to look like, this amazing partnership.
All right, here we go. Kind of breaking news.
Yeah, thank you. So, we are excited. It's great to work with Rachel and the college. They've been fantastic. Their board's been great. And we've been working for some time on these partnerships around fire science and EMS and phlebotomy, lots of things. But we do have some really exciting additional health career pathways that we're going to be working on together. We'll be working with our boards to sign an agreement tonight to put us in kind of a unique partnership together and to have some dedicated space for Roseburg at the college and hopefully, I think, put maybe one of the first high school spots on a college campus in Oregon. Dedicated space for our kids. I think I'll continue to say we've got great kids that can do amazing things, and they do better when they have a pathway and a reason to be here. And this is a statement to our not just community partners, our business owners and healthcare partners, but also to our students that we want them here and we want their talents here and we know they can succeed here. So we're excited about this opportunity.
So does this involve then another building, or is this going to be tied into something already going on?
So this really is space at our campus, but it's really not about space or a building. It's about programming. It's about making sure that students and community members can see a pathway to a high skill, high paying job right here. Let's keep our talent here. Jared always talks about we have two exports in Douglas County. One is timber and one is talent. And we want to make sure that our young people know that we care about them. We want them here. We want them to make their life here. We want them to use their talents here. And so the school district is investing in our infrastructure project, which will create these labs to hold these programs. But truly, our partnership is about creating pathways for our students and a bright future for our community, both for folks who need healthcare because they'll be able to get service right here at home, and also people in great jobs.
And Superintendent, you've also mentioned in past interviews just a big emphasis on trying to keep people here, young people here when they get out of high school as an option instead of sending them to Corvallis, Eugene, or other similar locations.
Absolutely. We have so many great kids. I'm so excited. Every year I get to meet, all year I meet with these kids, and I think, gosh, what can we do to make sure our students stay? I was at the high school yesterday and asked a couple of kids about their plans, and a lot of the kids are kind of mentally already planning on leaving Roseburg, right? And they don't always see a reason to stay, and I get where you're at 17 and 18, but these pathways, again, are a statement that we know students can be successful here. We just had, 50 students from the college graduate in the nursing program, and many of those students stayed here, were hired here locally, and so we think this is an opportunity for kids to see their future here. to raise their families here, to grow here, to live here, to love it like we do here. So this is it's really a community uplift project. It's definitely about students and programming and buildings and healthcare, but it really is, I think, an overall community celebration.
So again, there's a board meeting, the board meeting, both of your boards tonight, and that in itself is kind of unique. Where is this going to be at?
It will be at Roseburg High School in the auditorium, and we are kicking off at 6 o'clock.
All right, Superintendent Corden, we'll let you exit stage left. But
thanks,
there
friend.
You go.
Thank
you. A kind of a big announcement this afternoon. Dr. Pockrant, this probably took a long time to kind of chisel every detail out.
Yeah, and I would say it even started, about 4 years ago when I first came to the community and recognized the great crisis in providing great health care. We have wonderful health care providers in the community, and they were just having a really, really hard time getting the talent they need to fill those roles that bring service to all of us. And that is the job of a community college, and we take it very seriously. And so we jumped into mode to fix that problem. And this is really just part of that larger work that we've been doing for a number of years.
All right. You'll be hearing more about that as we go along here. Let's jump into some other things as the college now into, do you guys call it winter term?
We call it winter term, yes.
I didn't know if that was an outmoded term from the past. So the term is underway. You've got things going. I was out there for the town hall with Senator Berkeley on Saturday, and wow, you got a little construction zone happening.
We do. It's fun times on the campus. We have finished our new track project. We invite the community to come up and take a stroll, take a little run around the track. It is a beautiful facility, so that is complete. We have a brand new building going up that is our medical careers hub, and we poured the foundation yesterday, so we have a foundation. That is super exciting. It's actually ahead of schedule and under budget, which is what we all want projects to be like. And then we have a grand opening next week for our Advanced Manufacturing and Forestry Hub. That is a remodeled building, but it is an incredible project. I'm so proud of how it turned out.
Now, the track, I kind of looked up that way on Saturday, and maybe it's shifted since then. It was almost like something was hiding behind this little barrier, like fencing or something, or...
Well, there's a couple things that you're probably seeing. One is we had to build kind of a retaining wall because
okay.
It's up on a big, it's up on kind of a mesa. So it's got the most incredible views. So there's a lot of engineering went up into making sure that that is a stable hillside. But you might also be seeing the nets for the discus and the hammer throw.
Okay.
Yeah.
So people, now the track itself, is that open for people to come use when the school's not in session?
The track is open for people to use even when we're in session. That is a community facility. We are a community college, so we love when people come up and walk or run or exercise. Yes, obviously we have practice and meets and things that it won't be as easy to access, but we want all people to come up. We do. It used to be a place where people loved to walk their dogs. We are not letting dogs on the track, but we do have a lot of trail where you can bring your dogs. We love having dogs on campus visiting us.
All right, more when we come back. Dr. Rachel Pockrant, Umpqua Community College, the interview a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245. Back in a minute. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247. Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock. Dr. Rachel Pockrant of Umpqua Community College talking about things happening out there with the new term. You guys began with classes. When was that?
Last week. Last week was the first week of classes.
So how's the winter term looking so far?
It's great. It's looking really good. We, all of our students are good-looking overachievers, as always. So we're happy. And as I said, we just opened our new advanced manufacturing and forestry building. And so they are super excited about that space, some programs that have had some kind of older, not very cool spaces. And so we have these brand new, beautiful spaces. And it was really fun to see the students excited. And I do want to give a shout out to many, many of our local businesses and companies that helped us get that remodel done and donated to the project and are really, really excited about that career pathway for folks in our community. So we had support from Nordic Veneer and Roseburg Forest Products and DR Johnson and Lone Rock Resources and the Cow Creek Tribe and Convey 7 Robotics and FCC Furniture and Douglas County Forest Products, Swanson Group, Lynn Engel, and the Ford Family Foundation also donated to it. So I am overwhelmed by the generosity of the community to do these great things for our students.
What about enrollment right now? How's that going for the winter term?
So for the fall term, we were actually down year over year. It's strange the way we do enrollment counts, but it's we're always looking year over year. But if you look at the last 5 years, we have had exponential growth at the college. We were down a little bit this fall, and that was actually because of Wolf Creek Job Corps. So you're probably aware we were in a big program out at Wolf Creek Job Corps, which is an amazing program. And because of some of the things going on in the federal government, their enrollment was paused for a while. So that affected our enrollment. Otherwise, our enrollment's really strong. And the good news is that Wolf Creek is now accepting new students again. So we love Wolf Creek Job Corps, and I think the community feels that way as well. And we just always want to make sure that we're advocating for that program to continue.
We had it out as a story a couple days ago about the Woolley Center and the Small Business Development Center moving downtown.
Yes, downtown Roseburg is the coolest town in Oregon. We're so proud of the work we're doing downtown to help revitalize and make our downtown what we would all hope it would be. And in that effort, we have moved our GED and ESL programs down to the downtown building, which is the old Newberry's for all of you out there that are, you know, familiar with the old downtown. It used to be a department store, and now we are selling bright futures.
And you've you've given the building a whole new look, too.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. It's our colors, of course. So it's black and green and white. Go Hawks. And it looks really modern, I think.
Yeah, it looks really different. You sent some pictures over. Your staff did a few days ago, and I forwarded them on to some people who occupied the building in prior years as well, and they were just blown away.
Yeah, we bought the building from our friends at Redeemer's Church, and so we need to get those folks back in for a tour because they came in when we opened the housing and couldn't believe what we'd done, and now we need to show them the rest. But they're great friends of the college.
So I wanted to ask you about online education. I've been watching this in some other arenas of life because we went through the pandemic that shifted a lot of things with online. And technology moved forward really quickly in that. A few years up the road, though, in some sectors of life, online is not, in terms of work or classes, isn't as big as it was a few years ago. What about for the college?
You know, it's stayed about steady, other than the years of the pandemic where we didn't have a choice but to be online. It stayed about steady. Right before the pandemic, it was sort of 50% of our course offerings and our enrollment, and it is that as well today. So these are great options. And I just want to point out to everybody listening that that doesn't mean that we never see 50% of our students. It just means that most of our students will have at least one online class. And we think that's great because in the modern world, you have to know how to learn things online. And so for the rest of that student's life, they will be deploying that skill. So it's good.
So you might have students that might be in there in the morning for some classes, go out, have a 5-6 hour day job, and then come home in the evening and then access the online class.
Yes, over 80% of our students work, and over 60% of our students have full-time jobs. So it's really important that we have those flexible learning opportunities for them.
Wow, that is hard. I can remember in community college, I had a lot of part-time jobs. I couldn't have fathomed trying to have a full-time job and mix that in with you know, full time in a community college.
Yeah, and you want to hire those people, right? If they can manage all of that and come out and graduate, that is the employee I want working for me.
What about funding right now for the college? How's that going?
You know, I'll be honest, it's times are tight. Our funding partly relies on what's going on at the state level, and our state's in a bit of a budget crunch, and that means that's going to devolve down to us. We are making some reductions at the college now, but what I'm most proud of is that our staff and our faculty are so committed and so innovative that we are actually doing more with less. And I just want to give a shout out to all of my staff that whenever we are in a pinch and we wonder how we're going to pull things off that we know are important for the community and the students, when we're looking at a reduction in funds, we gather around a table and we figure it out. And that makes me super proud.
Seems like the college has already, since you've been here, always been involved in really thinking ahead and, you know, strategic planning and things like that.
Yes, we just launched a new strategic doing plan. It's a 3.5-year plan. We have some really cool things in it. I'll just tell you a few of them. We really want to make education affordable. And one of the things that's a massive expense for students is textbooks. And we have been, over the last few years, trying to reduce the costs of those learning materials and, as much as we can, have classes that have zero-cost textbooks. So we have a big, hairy, audacious goal of having 100% free textbook classes. I'm not sure if we'll get there, but I like goals that make us really stretch. So we're going to try to do that. We are also launching a complete Umpqua initiative where we're going to get all the data on students who are super close to graduation in the last 5 years but have stopped out. We're going to reach out to those students and offer them a really good deal to come back and finish. It is really critical that when somebody starts a program that they have a strong pathway to finish. We want them to have that credential to use for the rest of their lives. So we're going to do everything we can to get those people across the finish line and get them graduated. And then we're looking at some new programs, of course, in medical careers. We're continuing to invest in advanced manufacturing. And then this is probably a little bit breaking news, too. We're considering an ag program. This is a community that loves its ag programs at the K-12 level, but then we don't have anything at the college to draw those students in. So we're just starting to have conversations with folks who have a lot of knowledge and background and bring in the 4-H folks and really think about what that could look like at the college. So that's exciting for us, too.
Well, and even the fact that the college land used to be part of a farm.
Yes, there you go. See, all the way back to the beginning.
Wow. So, and that's probably an ongoing process that'll take a while to figure things out.
Yeah, we really, you know, we try to go out and cast a wide net and look at the industry. And then we also want to talk to prospective students. What would they like to see? You know, you can say agriculture, but that is such a wide field. Is it animal-based? Is it crops? Is it more sort of an agribusiness program? So we have a lot of fact-finding to do, a lot of listening to do to the community, and then we'll get to work.
A couple minutes left on Inside Douglas County. What are some other things you want to share with people around the Umpqua Valley?
Gosh, you know, I'm in a lot of conversations lately about the value of education. And one of the things I say to students all the time is going to some sort of post-secondary training. So I'm not saying that everybody needs a bachelor's degree in history, but some sort of training that gives you a skill is an investment in yourself that nobody can ever take away from you. You can lose your car, you can have it repossessed, you can default on your house, all the big investments in life, but nobody can ever take your degree or your credential. And so I always tell students that I know it feels stressful sometimes. It is still expensive to go to school, even though we're the best bang for your buck. but it is the best investment you'll ever make. And I think there's a lot of narratives coming into prospective students right now that says it's not a good return on investment. And that's actually not what every economist on the planet would tell you. They would tell you that that investment in yourself is going to pay off for the rest of your life. So I just encourage everybody out there to make sure they're giving good messages to our young people and all prospective students that, if you want to learn a skill, come out, find out what we've got going on, and get enrolled.
And if you missed it at the front end announcement about additional partnerships with the college and Roseburg School District, and that meeting with the two boards happening tonight, again, tell folks when and where.
Yeah, so 6 o'clock tonight at Roseburg High School, we have a joint board meeting, and we are asking our boards to approve an agreement to create a very, very strong pipeline for Roseburg School District students to get trained in medical careers and have a great career ahead of them.
Dr. Rachel Pockrat of Umpqua Community College, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.